We are a nation of fatty boombas. That's plain and simple. 63% of Aussie adults and an alarming 25% of kids are deemed obese. It's now on par with smoking as one of the main causes of death and disease in this nation. But what do we do to turn this trend around? Well, more than 100 experts from 53 institutions around the country. So we've got a lot of people working on this over the last 18 months. They've compiled a review of Australia's waistline. They look at everything from labelling and food marketing to food prices, even food or health food availability in different areas. They've come up with an obesity action plan and a raft of recommendations to combat the problem at a federal level and also at a state level, state by state. Dr. Gary Sachs is from Deakin University. He's been the leader in this study, and it's his research there going off. He joins me on the line now. Gary, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mate, your team's come up with a pretty comprehensive list of recommendations. Among them, and I've got to say, this is the headline grabber, tax on sugary drinks and limits on unhealthy food advertising. Why is that the best way to tackle the problem?
Well, we base those recommendations on international evidence of what works in the area. And so there's really good evidence from countries that have put a tax on unhealthy food that it works. Consumption of unhealthy food goes down. So that's around the tax on sugary drinks.
What are these numbers about it decreasing? Because I'm not convinced on a sugar tax.
Well, we know people respond to changes in price. So the evidence shows if you put a tax to increase the price by about 20%, you're going to see consumption drop by also about 20%, and that is enough to make a real difference on our waistline.
All right. Your study also found huge variations in the way each state handles the obesity problem. Why is it important then to have a national approach if it's a state-by-state issue?
Well, the thing is there's some states that have really great policies in some areas and other states just don't have those policies in place. And so if we learn, just take the best of what each state is doing and we have a coordinated effort, you'll see much better rewards.
How does Queensland go as far as this is concerned about our efforts to help combat the obesity problem?
Yeah, so Queensland did really well in some areas where it's shown to be meeting best practice guidelines in this area. But there's also quite a few areas where Queensland was shown to be a bit behind the times and they could really step up.
What's one of those that we're lacking in?
So if you just look at foods provided in schools and government institutions, so you like government workplaces and community settings, hospitals, Queensland could go a whole lot further to make that food healthy.
All right, so that's offering healthier food rather than sugary or unhealthy food.
Yeah, exactly. We expect government to take leadership in this area, and if it's, say, a community-run sports centre, international best practices that you shouldn't have a whole lot of junk food available. The food on offer should be healthy.
Doctor, what about personal responsibility? When's that come into it?
Clearly, we're all responsible for what we put in our mouth, so personal responsibility is a big thing. But the problem is that we're all making these choices in an environment that encourages unhealthy eating. So the marketing of junk food is all around us. We're surrounded by junk food. In lots of cases, it's really cheap. And so it's really difficult to make the healthy choice. And so what we're saying is, yes, of course, it's personal responsibility involved,
yeah,
but there's also a role for government to create an environment where the healthy choice is a bit easier.
All right, what about, I'm just looking at here, some of the charts here that Queensland have failed on. One of their lowest scores they've been given is the promotion of unhealthy food in non-broadcast media. What's that referring to? Is that referring to ads?
Yeah, ads online and in bus shelters and billboards, in settings where children hang out. There's a whole lot of junk food advertising, and that's an area where the Queensland government could certainly play a role in.
So you're suggesting what, we ban that?
Yes. I think there's a role for the Queensland government to take some leadership in this area and say, actually, we own that bus shelter. Why should we accept advertising for junk food that's harming the health of Queenslanders.
But again, what about the personal responsibility and the personal choice? Surely a business is free to advertise their product.
Well, I guess it's about taking a societal view to this. So we know we have a major public health issue. Unhealthy diets are, as you said, the leading cause of poor health in Australia. And so as a society, we need to think, is that the society we want? Certainly the experts involved in this report can see a strong role for government in showing some leadership in this area and trying to change some of the social norms that says it's acceptable to have marketing for junk food all around us.
I'm looking here at one of the recommendations for Queensland, because you do bust it down by state process. Introduce regular measuring of children's height and weight at school, primary and secondary schools, on an opt-out basis. Can you please explain this to me and how it would work? You're not talking about kids getting measured in the classrooms, are you? Or are you?
Yeah, we are. So
really?
Again, we're drawing on best practice from around the world, and the UK have that in place where at I think it's two or three different times throughout the school period, so kind of once in primary school and maybe once in high school, all the kids get weighed and measured, and that data is really useful for understanding how we're going in tackling this issue. But also there's evidence that shows that the act of measuring the kids and feeding that back to parents and to schools really helps galvanize the community to take action.
Well, I can see where that might be helpful, getting the parents to know, but doing that in front of other kids, getting kids to be measured and weighed in front of others, I reckon that really leaves kids open to, well, to be open to be taunted and teased about their height, their weight, and their different their body, I guess, body shapes, the way it's all coming out. That's just one of the recommendations, though. Another incentive for sporting clubs to sell healthy foods. What type of incentives are you suggesting?
Well, it might be, I guess it would be up to those who are expert in designing incentives to come up with that, but perhaps something like certain grant schemes might be only available to sporting clubs that don't accept advertising from junk food, or there's various kind of awards schemes where you give recognition to clubs that are selling healthy food, and maybe they can use that in their marketing to try and attract kids in the local area, saying, we are a healthy club, come with us.
So if they get government funding and they take funding off junk food outlets, that they don't get that government funding?
Well, that's one suggestion, but I think the important thing is that as a community, we need to think about the kind of environment we're creating for our kids and think about if we might be able to do things better.
Doc, appreciate your time and your research too. Good talking to you this afternoon. Dr. Gary Sachs there from Deakin University. It's his research, I guess the lead of that has formulated this plan. I mean, there's plenty of points here. 47 has been the number thrown out today, but that's just on a federal level. State by state, it's even bigger. Some of these, to me, though, just don't add up. I mean, sugar tax, is that old chestnut? We can go down that path. 131873, Ben at 4bc.com.au. Another one, though, is the adaptation of the Healthy Start Rating Scheme. Well, you know that is flawed massively, and they want to base it on this. I know there's a problem with the obesity issue, but we need to be looking at something realistic here.